We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Ula ukla l'pumpadisa. Ula went to Pumpadisa. Omle Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Brei. So Rav Yehuda told Rav Yitzchak Brei, you know, Ula is in town. Ula was the god l'Hadar. I want to see how Ula makes Avdallah. So bring him over Motzei Shabbos some fruit to eat. He'll have to make Avdallah. And you'll hear him make Avdallah, hear how he makes Avdallah. So Ula ikla from this, Ula came with Omle Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda tells the son of Yitzchak, he says, Yitzchak, you know, go, Zilam Tilei Kalkal de Peri. Go bring a basket of peris to Ula, v'chazi yichai Avdallah, see how he makes Avdallah. Loi Ozel, he was embarrassed to go, he didn't want to go. So Shadlei Abaya, what he did was, he sent Abaya. Instead of going himself, yeah, his friend was Abaya, he told Abaya, you go to Ula. Kiosa Abaya, so Abaya came back from bringing Ula the basket of Paris. He says, he tells him, asks him, how did he make Avdallah? Omalei, heichi oma, how did he make Avdallah? How did Ula make Avdallah? How did the God of Ula make Avdallah? Omalei, so Abaya told Rav Yitzchak, Omalei, Baruch Hamavdu Mekoy Shechol. The way he made a bracha was, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Haylam Hamavdu Mekoy Shechol. That's it, that's all he said. That's it. That's what he said. I guess he went to the coin to that Tana who holds that you only need one Lashon Avdallah. But another part was that it didn't even have a chasima. It was one brach without a chasima. And he only said one Avdallah like that Tana. So you're learning how Ula made Avdallah. Also made the Avua. So when Rav Yitzchak came back to his father Rav Yehuda, Omalei says, Nu, hechi ama, how did he say Avdallah? He was honest. He said, I didn't go. I didn't let him going. I know, I said Abaya to go. I didn't want to go. But Amalei told me what happened. What happened? Yeah, all he said was, so Rabbi Yehuda was not happy with his son that didn't listen to him. And Lemaisa, he's going to tell him that, you know, for Doris, they're going to say over, B'shem Ula, that this is the way Ula made Abdallah. They're going to say it from Abaya, not from you. And you could have been the one who said over. It could have been, it says in the Gemara in Yavama, it's called Tam Chacham Sh'emer Dava Shmuel Befiv, Svei Soysav Davavis Bekever. Your lips are talking in the cavern. That's forever. That's Man Nitzchias. Well, you lost that the Nitzchias. Amalei, Rav Ravanuse Demar, your Gaiva, Visaruse Demar, Lashon Sarara, and your it's another Lashon of Gaiva, Garmel Lamar, it was Gairim, it caused you to like tame a Shmaitse Pume. You're not gonna say any Shmaitse from your mouth. Because now that you sent to us do it, it's not gonna be said over from you. They're not gonna say it over from you. So Lamaitse, you lost out. You lost out, they're not gonna say it from you. So Akapanim, that's what you saw from Ula. The Ula said, one bracha baruch Hashem lakirim akhlam, hamavdil min kaya shechal. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you, Akasha, how could Ula do such a thing? It's not like a braisa. Meisvei, kol habrachos kulon, peseach bebaruch. All the brachos are peseach bebaruch. Every bracha that you make starts with a baruch, v'chosim bebaruch, and ends with a baruch. There's some exceptions. Chutz, v'birchas ha-mitzvahs, u'birchas ha-peres. Besides, v'birchas ha-mitzvahs, v'birchas ha-peres means like the brachos you make for a mitzvah, like Lekroy as a halal, or Berchas HaPeris, you make the Berry Priates, or Bracha Asmucha L'Charvata, and Bracha Asmucha L'Charvata also are exception, which means like Shemin Esrei, don't start with a Baruch. Or Bracha Akronim Shem Kriyashma, and the last Bracha of Kriyashma, which is Emes V'Yatzev, Shiyashma Paseach V'Baruch, V'Ein Chosim Baruch, some of these start with a baruch and echos a baruch, which is what? Which is the birchas hamitzvah, the birchas peres. That you say, baruch atah Hashem akev achlam, asher kishonam, shem zvonu lekroy as a halal. Or Baruch Hashem Antil Sedaim. They all start with Baruch and Chosin Baruch. V'yesh mehem, and some of those, Shechosin Baruch, V'yin Chpatsin Baruch, like Shemar Esra, you end up with a Baruch, you don't start with a Baruch. Because that's Baruch HaSmuch L'Chavrata. And what's Pshat Emes V'yatziv? Emes V'yatziv really, is not really Sombuch L'Chavrata, because you have Kriyash Mas Mafsik in between. But since Emes V'yatziv is Tashta Ani Hashem L'Kechem, so it all becomes one big thing to go with Shema, and therefore it's considered a sum of charvata to the brachas before, and if you don't start with baruch. And then you have a taiva meitiv, which is the bracha of benching. Remember, when you do benching, the first bracha is baruch and ends with a baruch. Then you say v'alakoyl, because smukh l'charvata. Then you say rachim na, smukh l'charvata. But all of a sudden comes a taiva meitiv, say baruch ta Hashem. What's pshat? And then you're not chaisim. So there, it's the reason is because it was a masakin later on. The masakin, first the three brachas were the raisa, and then later, Meshamaruge beitar, that the people who killed in Beit that Zeichet the Kvura, they made a new bracha, Atoiv HaMeitiv, Atoiv Shloi Yisrichu, that they didn't get decomposed, HaMeitiv, and they got the Kvura. So, Atoiv HaMeitiv, Seich Baruch HaNechayis HaMaruch. So the klal is like this, that Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaPeiris, which is a short bracha, and there's one topic, so you just say Baruch HaAra Chasima. Other brachas, which are very long, but there's smucha lecharet that don't need a baruch. For example, rachim no in benching is a long bracha. Doesn't need baruch because it's soymuch lecharetah. And the same thing shemin esrei. No matter how long the bracha is and how many parts it has to with, since it's soymuch lecharetah, doesn't need a baruch. Hatoiv ha-meitiv is really like a berachas ha-mitzvah. It's a new bracha. And just needs a baruch. It doesn't have to be chosim baruch. Why not? Because it's a short bracha. It's very long. The reason is they wanted to add on some things to have shalosh malchias in it. Like the Gemara says in Parak Shlosh Shachlu, but really it's one Hayda. But Ad Kana Brisa. Now, what is saying this Brisa? That every bracha needs a beginning and an end. So how in the world could you say Abdallah one line in Abdallah? So the Gemara Kasha Leula, Amalach Ula Hanami Ke Birchas Mitzvahs Damir. This is similar to Birchas Mitzvahs. Birchas Mitzvahs My Time Amashum Da Haydahi. It's a Hayda. Hanami Haydahi. This is also Hayda. It's like one Hayda. Like Krayas Halal Hamav Mekayda. So that's the Dar Gemara answers. The kasha is, like Tosfos asked, that what's the Havamina? If all you said was Baruch Hashem Avraham Kodesh Shachal, obviously it's like, we know Birchas HaMitzvah, what was the Havamina? That's Tosfos kasha. Therefore, Tosfos says, not like the Rashbam. That when he said Vesulay Midi, what it means is, he made a bracha, he just didn't do a chasima, but he made plenty of Abdallahs. V'niru du'ulam anami kol shah Abdallah. He said, Baruch Ta Hashem Alakinam Alakalam, Hamavdim Akar Shachal, Ben Ar Lachayshach, Ben Yishal Amim, Ben Yemesh, maybe Yemesh Yishay Masa, maybe it says seven, then and he stopped. That was the time Ula. And the Gemara said, where's the chasima? And that the Gemara answers, no, it's Chada Haidahi. But that's more Geshmak, the kasha, the Havmin of the Gemara, and that's the Tarot of the Gemara.